Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to our Nahar Torah and our Nida series. This is the 12th shir. This is also the 5th shir on Kesamim, and today we are going to be dealing with the concept of tsiruf, of combinations. Can you combine small Kesamim together and view them as one big Kesem? So in the last year, we dealt with what a woman does if she finds a Kesem on her body. And we saw that if it's found on her clothes, she can redole it up until Pachos Mikin Gris. Today, we are going to deal with another major concept within Hilchos Kesamim, which is, as we explained, Siruf, combining Kesamim. Meaning the question we are dealing with is, if a woman finds multiple Kesamim, do the Kesamim combine to make one big Kesam? And the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Simen Kuf Tzadi Siv Ches Paskins. If one kesem is not the size of a greater than a kigris, even though the each individual drop is very close together, until you would put it together, all the dust, it would be more than a kigris, she's tehora. Why? Meaning the mechaber is paskening lekula. However, the mechaber then brings down a yesh omrim, and he says, v'yesh omrim dani min l'kshinim sa chaluka. Aba im nimsu absoro, mitstarfin the kagris vote. If the kesem is found on her body, then we are mitstarif up until a gris. So, if we find tipin here and there on her underwear or on the bedsheet, and they're all less than a gris, we are not mitstarif them, and she is tahora lakula. But if the kesem is found on her body, then there's a machlokas about what to do, and the mechaber is soisim lakula. We know that there's a klal in the Shulchan Aruch that when the Mechaber writes a stam opinion, and then like we had here, he just says im ein b'kesem, and he gives the straight halacha, and then afterwards he says v'yesh omrim. This is something classic we call a stam versus yesh omrim, and in such a case, the Mechaber is paskening like the stam opinion. So it comes out that the Mechaber is really paskening lekula in both cases. If it's on her clothes, if it's on her body, we paskin the kula that we're not mitzdarif. But we see that the din here splits into two situations. One, like we saw within the last year, we see that if it's found on her clothes or her bedsheet or underwear, that we're not mitzdarif and she's tahora. But if it's found on her body, then there's a machlekes and the mechaber is meiko not to be mitzdarif. And this is because we have a stam versus yesh omrim. However, okay, we paskin lemaisa lechumra that she's going to be tmeya. Now we paskin lechumra since there's a slew of poiskim who are machmir. For example, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Meiri, the Rashba, Rav Avadya, the Gra, the Shevis Halevi, Rav Avadya, and they all explain that although this chumra is a yesh omrim in the mechaber, it is explaining the Gemara. And not actually arguing on the stam opinion. And therefore, Rav Avadya explains that when you have a yesh omrim, which is coming to explain the Gemara, we paskin like this over the stam. Now, there are five more possible reasons to be machmir besides the fact of who brings the slew of poiskim. But the most two relevant for our shir, at least, are as follows. The first one is the Rambam holds that even for one drop of blood on her body, she's tmeya, which is even more of a chumra. And then the second is like Rav Avadya, that we just explained, that in general, even though we have stam versus yesh omrim, we hold like the stam. If the stam opinion is just the Gemara, which is, in our case, it's just the Gemara, and then the yesh omrim is coming to explain the Gemara, and therefore there's actually no machlokas between the two opinions, and therefore Rav Avadya paskins lechumra. Therefore, our shir finishing our shir. Our shir should be bischus the chayalim hakdoshim who are being shomer and magin aleinu. They should sheikansu b'shalom v'sheitzu b'shalom, and they should win all their kravot bezat Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya.